And time to have a chat with Mark Oliver, personal development and leadership coach. Mark, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure to be here, Jared.
Now, sleep is so important, and it's incredible how something as vital and important as sleep, people just don't do properly. I know that's hard to say, you know, you just shut your eyes and you fall asleep, but quite often we don't do that properly, and we get into bad sort of sleep habits. Sleep's so important, isn't it?
It is critical. There is a lot of research now around it, and it's linked to a doubling of risk of certain forms of cancer, a lack of sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Ovarian, lung cancers, etc. So it is critical in our health, and it can be surprisingly hard to do when we want to do it.
Yeah, exactly right.
More importantly to your listeners, there are evening and morning type people, and being alert to which style you are, people probably know to a degree already, is important in helping them maximize their sleep quality, which is more important than quantity.
Is there a way you can try and work out an easy way to work out what type of person you are, whether you're a morning or a night owl?
Great question. And you can do a genetic test, which is quite expensive and I think quite difficult to do. But there is a free online test, which only takes about 10 minutes. And apparently, it's almost as good as a genetic test. And it will tell you to what degree, not only whether you're a morning or evening person, but to what degree you are. And I'm happy to send you the link. It's a free online test anybody can do. I've done it. Takes 10 minutes.
Fence sit on it, to be honest with you. I sort of seem to be okay either staying up late and operating or getting up early. So surely that's not the case. I'm sure it must be one or the other.
Well, I think the research is there are some people who do fence sit.
Yeah.
But most people go one way or another, and their degrees are one way or another. And it is genetic, a very strong genetic component.
Yeah, fascinating. Are there any other sort of tips on people to get proper sleep and proper rest?
Absolutely. I mean, they're the classic ones about making it regular, making sure it's dark. A key one now is get your mobile phone out of your room.
Yeah.
And turn it off, keep it away. Funny enough, keeping things cool if you can, probably hard in Tamworth at times, but keeping things cool. And the obvious thing about alcohol and caffeine, some people actually call metabolizers, they are quite good and can take it with no effect, but most people, it's best to have it sort of before noon, so do your heavy drinking with alcohol in the morning.
Yeah. Love it. Mark Oliver, personal development and leadership coach. Look forward to checking out those links, doing that test, and thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure to be with you, Jared.